It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. The Buffalo Bills will get back to have meetings and a walkthrough today. They're not going to have any practices scheduled as of yet, of course, because of what happened with DeMar Hamlin. He has shown, though, according to the Buffalo Bills, they had a news release last night, he's shown signs of improvement since he was rushed to the hospital after suffering cardiac arrest and having to have his heart restarted twice on the field the other night. Quote here, he remains in the ICU critical condition with signs of improvement, noted yesterday at overnight, end quote. And they went on to say he's expected to remain under intensive care as his health care team continues to monitor and treat him. I have to once again chime in here. There's a couple of people in sports that are more concerned about the rescheduling of the game and talking about that than looking at the human crisis of a person, what he's going through. Just stop it. All right. Other sports news. This is pretty interesting. Tailgating will not be allowed in SoFi Stadium for the Georgia TCU National Championship game. They do allow tailgating for select events, but not for the biggest college football game of the year. It will not be allowed on site. It does appear that the directive is coming from college football playoff itself and not SoFi Stadium. Going to be a lot of disappointed people there. A lot of disappointed people. That's all you can say. Half the fun of going to a professional football game is what goes on before and after the game in the parking lot. I can tell you that by experience. Well, anyway, that is that. Of course, we don't have any NFL games coming up until the weekend. It's the final week. So there'll be games on Saturday, two games on Saturday, and a whole bunch of games on Sunday. The Jets are home against the Dolphins. That's a 1 o'clock start. The Giants are away against the Eagles. That's a 4:25 start. Where are the Patriots here? Because they're in the mix, possibly get into the playoffs. Patriots take on the Bills on Sunday at 1. We'll see what goes on with that. All right. Let us now move on to the NBA. And see if any of our local teams were in action yesterday. The Knicks beat the Spurs 117-114. The Nets fell to the Bulls 121-112. Coming up today, the Celtics take on the Mavericks at 7 p.m. Once again, looking at the standings, it really is pretty amazing. The Nets are in third place of the Eastern Conference, and the Knicks are in sixth place. The Nets, yeah, you kind of expected them to be good. The Knicks, after last year, you didn't know, but there they are in sixth place. Pretty interesting to see. Let's switch over to the ice now. The National Hockey League yesterday, the Devils over the Red Wings 5-1. Coming up today, the Rangers will take on the Canadiens. The Devils will take on the Blues. The Islanders will take on the Oilers. And the Bruins will take on the Kings. Again, the Bruins are having another good year. They lead the Atlantic Division by 9 points. When you go down to the Metropolitan Division, the Hurricanes lead the Devils by 5 points and lead the Rangers by 8 points. All right. NCAA Top 25 College Basketball. Round number four, UConn lost to Providence yesterday, 73-61. Ouch, 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 ouch. That'll drop them down a few pegs. Just a few pegs. Well, at least the women won yesterday. And in baseball, the Boston Red Sox basically have made a big deal to keep Rafael Devers on their team. They're going to make sure he will not change uniforms. A source telling MLB.com's reporters that Devers and the Sox are finalizing an 11-year, $331 million deal. I tell you, it takes a lot of money to hold on to players that are important to you nowadays in the Major League Baseball. The players right now, the good players, top players, have an upper hand. All right, it's 6:47 on The Breakfast Club. That is a check on sports.